He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer again this morning. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. Again this morning, I am challenged as we go forward in the subject of humility this week. I find this a challenge for me, especially when I think of how I've walked and lived my life. And also, I find it to be a challenge because it is a large subject in the scriptures. Number one, the longer I live, the more I study this subject, the more I realize that a proud person does not stand a chance in this life, nor in the life to come. Number two, as time goes on, we realize more and more that pride will put distance between us and our Heavenly Father, while at the same time, He will draw nigh to those who are brokenhearted. Isaiah 2:11, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. As we continue in this subject of pride and humility, a plea rises up within us to be rid of this heart full of pride. And oh, for a new heart that is broken and contrite. Ezekiel 36:26, a new heart also will I give you, and a spirit will I put within you. And I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:31, then shall you remember your own evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Isaiah 57:15, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 66:2, for all those things has mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite heart, and trembleth at my word. Psalms 34:18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalms 51:17, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalms 147:3, he healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. So brothers and sisters, let us come before our Lord and Savior, and allow him to cleanse and to break our hearts in his humility. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. May you all have a great day in the Lord.